Thank you for listening to the Pentecostals of West Houston podcast, where we are spirit-filled and spirit-led. Join us live at POWH.org.
Well, come on, would you shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Would you shout unto the Lord with a voice of praise? Oh, come on, somebody. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of victory. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have come in this morning looking for the Lord to do the absolute impossible. That which is deemed impossible by man, God says is possible with me. And I'm looking for the Holy Ghost to do a mighty work in this place this morning. If you came in here needing a miracle, you have walked into the right place. If you came in here sick in body, you've walked into the right place. If you walked in here needing victory, you have come into the right place. I'm serving a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. God is able to meet your need further than you could even think about. And when he meets that need, he doesn't just meet it. I've never encountered somebody that when they was telling me about the blessing of God or how God gave them a miracle, I have never encountered someone where they said, "Brother Leva, I got just enough." No, that doesn't work that way. Usually when God shows up and provides and comes through like he always does, he brings extra. So glad to be here this morning at the Pentecostals of West Houston with one of my best friends, some of my best friends, and one of my mentors in ministry. Love Brother Lewis dearly. You have a great man of God and a great lady of God pastoring this church together, working together. Great ministerial staff, good support team. Everything is just done right here. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'm going to the book of Genesis. There is something that is just pressing down on me up here. Not nothing bad. It just, you can sense something in the atmosphere. You can sense something that God is about to perform. There is something of, I never take walking into a pulpit lightly, but even this morning there's a great anointing in here that something just keeps pushing me in my spirit that there is something of extreme significance that is going to take place here in just a few moments. Whether it's tumors that are going to dry up on somebody or just cancer that's going to just be healed immediately, whatever it is. You know, your stomach. Be healed now. There's also a sickness in your family that males, some of the males have gotten, and some of them it's led to premature death, but this is not coming to you. The Holy Ghost just spoke that to me. This is not coming upon you. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Lift your hands. Father, by the authority of the Word of God, God, let this be so. Be healed. There it is. Okay, I wasn't planning on jumping right out of the gate with that, but the Lord knows. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse number 3 is where I would like to draw your attention this morning. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God said, and God said, I'll say it for the third time. And God said, you may be seated. As noted here this morning in our text, we find that the Word of God is started with an operation of the supernatural. In the beginning, God began to create. As a matter of fact, if you were to look at the book of Job, Job dives into the intricacies and gives detail. He gives a lot more detail, so to speak, concerning what it was that had happened in Genesis. What I am so amazed by the fact with Job is what the statement that Job made when Job said that God basically hung the earth on nothing. There was nothing out there for God to start his plan with. God having all of the ability as the creator. God having the ability to just say, hey, earth, appear. Wind, appear. Light, appear. And there it was. But that wasn't such the case. As Job said, he hung the earth on nothing. There was no abstract to start with. There was no canvas there to start with. There was just simply a nothing. And when God saw that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, there it was. God could have easily have said at one time, hey, this is how it needs to be, and that's how it's going to be. But that wasn't the case. God systematically created this earth, and he done so by the word that he spoke out. It was more than just God thinking about it. God had to get the word out of his mouth, which was why the Bible said, and God said. I've come to preach to somebody at POWH on Sunday morning. There's a word that I'm trying to bring back into your spirit. There's a promise that God is trying to bring back to your spirit. I didn't come to preach the power of the spoken word. Of course, there's power in that spoken word. But the direction that I would like to go today is concerning the promises of God, concerning the words of God, and concerning what God said. Because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, as I preach today from this pulpit, there are some promises and there are some prophecies that have yet to be fulfilled. But God sent me with a word today, and God said, this shall come to pass. And God said, my family's going to be healed. And God said, my marriage is going to be put back together. And God. And God said, here it was, a place without void and darkness. It didn't even have a shape. But it took his word to come out of his mouth and to begin to penetrate the atmosphere for things to start to take to shape. It would be easy for the Lord just to say, here it is in one shot. But that wasn't the case. It was a timely thing. It was a systematic process. It was progress that was made day by day. And every time that something occurred, God had to let the words physically come out of his mouth. I've come to tell somebody today that it may not have all come at one time, but the reason why you're here this morning is because God said that you were going to be saved. God said you were going to be blessed. God said. God said, I'm blessed. God said, I'm healed. God said, I'm set free. God said, I'm the head and not the tail. God said, I'm sticking straight to the word of God. And the word of God says, I'm victorious. The word of God says, I'm not standing on some made up thing. I'm talking about what God said. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Whoever it is standing, somebody sitting right here near in front of me here has got an obstruction in the throat. God's about to take that. Whoever you are. Somebody right here in front of me, not far from me, has got some trouble swallowing. There's something in your throat right at the bottom, right at the top of your esophagus, right in this area here. Whoever it is, I want you to stand up. God's about to heal you, whomever you are. It's you. Come here. Lift your hands. I'm not even going to lay a hand on you. Just watch this. When you feel the urge to swallow it, is it right here? Is that where it's at? You feel it right now? When you eat, you feel it. Now, can you feel for it? Can you check and see if it's, I want you to make verify that it's there. It's there right now. Okay. I'm going to pray and I'm going to curse that thing and command it to die. When I get done praying, I'm telling you, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I want you to swallow the thing. All right? You're going to feel the urge to swallow it, you swallow it. By the authority of the word of God, I command this obstruction in your throat to dry up and die immediately. Hakoshata, be gone. We sent you a notice. You are hereby declared to vacate. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Let it be done. Now check for it. Check for it. It's gone. You sure? It's gone. I saw it and I watched it disappear. But I'm going to let her tell the story. Because then God said, there's miracles in the house. And God said, let there... I don't know what you walked in here waiting on God to do. But God sent me here on Sunday morning to resurrect some promises and to resurrect some prophecies and to let things fulfill. Because God said, today is the day on this Sunday morning of 2020. I walked in here.
Let me tell you something real quick. He didn't know this until just a moment ago. God chose to take my father. But Brother Laban came by the house. And he walked into that room and there was angels. I had already been discussing this with my mother and my wife. There was angels in that room. But when he walked in there, tongues interpretation went forth and the Lord spoke to the family. And right after that, he walked over to my father's bedside. His belly was swollen from that tumor that was in his liver. And he cursed that cancer in my father's body. God, in his sovereignty, chose to take my father home. But I'm saying this to you. Cancer did not kill my father. Immediately, after he prayed for him, my father's stomach started going flat. And you saw him in that casket, his belly was flat. That cancer died. It died in his body. And if he did it for my father, he just did it for you, sis. He just did it for you. God did it for you right then.
Come on. God said, I've called you blessed. God said, I've called you healed. God said, I've called you set free. God said, oh, somebody's not with me right now. I would that somebody would begin to praise him. God said, it's time to live free. God said, oh, koshata, hilamakashata. You don't understand. I've been waiting on it for a long time. Well, God sent you what a word. God sent me what a word. It's time for that word to come to pass. It's time. I was going to continue preaching, but I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I feel the miraculous in here. I feel something wild in here. Come on, Brother Torres. Come on, Ambrose. I feel something wild transpiring in here. I'm telling you, there's a resurrection that's going on over here. That what you thought was dead and buried, God's trying to raise back up. I'm telling you, there's some things trying to come back alive in this church. There's some things trying to come back alive in your spirit. You might have walked in here depressed, frightened, anxiety, and downtrodden. But God said, I've come to lift you up. God said, I've... I was in a service. It happened twice in January. I came and preached here back in December, I think, before the end of the year was up. We preached about worshiping through the doubt and all this other kind of stuff. We left it. I left that service empowered. I left that service. There was a piece of me. There was a piece of this church that came with me. It seems like when I come preach here, when I come preach here and I leave here, I go off and see some of the most wildest things. It was just the weekend following after I preached here. I was preaching at Marvin Cole's in Beaumont. That old elder's still kicking. He's almost 100 years old and still kicking around. I was at Marvin Cole's in Beaumont, and there was a man that walked up just like we was having the same type of service, same type of atmosphere. Fear. A man walked up, and you could tell he was hunched over, walking like this. And the Holy Ghost told me, said, "There's a curvature in his spine, but tell him when you lay hands on him, he's going to gain an inch back in his height, and he's going to straighten back up, and he's not going to have another back pain ever again." Now, Brother Strange, I got nervous. I got a little nervous. Look, headaches we'll take care of. Backaches we'll take care of. But come on now. You telling me his spine's going to pop straight up and this man's going to gain an inch back in height? I'd like to gain an inch. I don't like being short. Brother Burke, are you with me back there? Hey, an inch or two would be nice. I'm tired of looking up at my son. And I tell him, "Boy, I'll still get you. I don't care how much jujitsu you know. I'll still get you, boy." And I'm looking up at him the whole time. He stood in front of me. And as the Holy Ghost had directed me, we laid hands on him. All of a sudden, you could hear and feel a literal pop in his back. And he straightened right up and was looking at me eyeball to eyeball. And I said, "What happened to you?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "My back just popped in three places." That happened just an hour from here. Last time I checked, the same God that's in Beaumont, Texas, is the same. Who needs a miracle this morning? I want you to line the front right now. Whoever's got tumors, whoever's got growths, if it's back surgery you're looking at, if it's dialysis, I don't care what it is. God is about to do something. God, I had more to preach, but I'm going to stop right here because, God, there is faith in this house. There is faith in here. God is moving in here. God is working in here. I need one person that is in absolute pain. I'm talking about you're in extreme pain even right now. Because God's going to confirm this. Who is in extreme pain right now? You're in pain right now? Both of y'all in pain. Now God's about to heal you three just to show the rest of these folk in here that he's got the ability. I'm telling you, watch. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but I quit asking God to heal people. I quit. I don't ask him no more, Brother Marcus. I stand on that word. The only time I ever saw Jesus asking people to be healed was when he was proposing the challenge or proposing the question back to them, and he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" He didn't say, "Do you think God is going to heal you?" What he said was, "Are you going to be made whole?" He put the ball back in their court. I stopped asking God to heal people a long time ago. I just command it to be done. That's it. We speak. It's the power of the word. The Bible, the words come out of his mouth. The atmosphere got changed. It transformed the atmosphere, and things began to happen. We're in that same type of a supernatural atmosphere, even standing right here in this church. This church has always been a supernatural church. And I'm telling you now, with the type of atmosphere that we are in, I don't know who it is in front of me, but somebody in here has got their own business. The Holy Ghost just told me, said that business is about to grow by leaps and bounds. There are six contracts. There are six contracts about to be signed. Lift y'all's hands. Lift your hands. By the authority of the Word of God, God is a confirmation of what you are about to do in this house. All three of them. I curse every pain cell in this body. I curse the source that is feeding this pain. I command it to dry up and die. Every pain cell that are in these bodies, we command you out of the body, out of the cells, out of the muscles, out of the tissues, out of the ligaments, and out of the body, one by one. Let it be so. How's your pain? Is it gone? She said, when you said one by one, it left. Just a little bit left. Father, finish the work right now. By the authority of the Word of God, be healed, and let it be unto you according to your faith. Now we got three people. We got one tumor that disappeared. Three people declaring pain is gone. That's just in a few moments. What you think is about to happen in here now? I'm telling you, there are angels that are in this house. And there's a supernatural presence that is here. That's one standing behind me right now. In the next few moments, the effects of a stroke are getting ready to be reversed. In the next few moments, kidneys are about to be healed. Who's got growths and tumors? I'm gonna go to you first. Who's got tumors? You know you've got visible tumors. You've got growths. You got one? Come here. You got tumors? Do you know where they are, huh? You got fibroids, okay. Another one. Hey, you got one right there? I have a picture of a lady on my phone. It happened. I was out in West Texas. Same exact thing, a golf ball size tumor just like that in the same exact spot. I've got it on my phone, I can show you. We watched that thing disappear before our very eyes. You ready for that to go? Now there's an M, there's someone with the name of an M that God is going to touch as well. Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. I knew it was something with a name like Michael something. What's her name? Marklin. I knew there was something with an M. That's your sister, you said. When you stood in front of me, God told me that God was about to touch her. Now you've got family that's outside of the States as well that God is going to touch. As a matter of fact, there's a generational curse that's going to be broken off of your family. They're not here. They're outside the States. Now, I'm watching that thing shrink as sure as today is Sunday. I'm watching that thing shrink in size. The longer you see this, Brother Strange. The longer I stand in front of you, the thing, it keeps shrinking. Did y'all see how big this was when she walked up? Taking a picture of this because I'm going to show the devil the before and the after. By the authority of the Word of God, Pray. I'm going to speak a word of faith, a literal release, and a prophetic utterance that prophecies and promises in this church begin to start to come to pass. There is prophetic release that is in this house this morning. There is a prophetic loosening in this house this morning. There are people that have been waiting on things for a long time. And God sent me with a word here today, and God said, it's time to release. And God said, it's time to loosen. Come on, lift your hands. And God said, it's time to receive. And God said, it's time to let go. And God said, let this word penetrate your spirit. Let this word go forth. And God said, I release today prophetic utterances. I release today the prophetic word. I release today the promises of God, which are yea and amen. I release today peace. I release today joy. I release today financial blessings. I release today. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about our church, visit powh.org.